भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम में नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारि में निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतादि में श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। As you all know that on the day of my birthday, I like to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America, because 17 September is my birthday, and in 17 September, on 17 September 1965, Srila Prabhupada arrived in the United States of America. That started a new chapter in the religious history of this world. The Vedic wisdom, Krishna consciousness movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Yajna went out of India to bless the rest of the world. That's why I like to celebrate this day as a very special day, as Srila Prabhupada's memorial festival. Srila Prabhupada is a very, very important spiritual personality for this world. The great spiritual personalities are very rare, and a personality like Srila Prabhupada is extremely rare, because what Srila Prabhupada has achieved is inconceivable. Within the short span of 10 years' time, he spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. ISKCON is actually the youngest religious movement in this world. It started only in 1966, and within this short span of 46 years, this movement has spread all over the world. And look at the quality of people, the kind of people that have been attracted by this movement. This movement is based entirely on genuine, bona fide spiritual understanding. There is no room for sentiment. There is no room for any kind of external pressure. But this movement is spreading, and who are becoming affected by that? The most intelligent class of people are becoming affected by that. That's why this movement is so important, because in course of time, the intelligent seekers of spiritual reality will become affected by this movement and will accept this movement. Whoever is interested about genuine spiritual life will find the real information about spiritual reality, the most genuine, the most scientific information about spiritual reality in this ISKCON movement. In that way, I am very fortunate that my birthday falls on the same day when this movement actually started, and especially by Srila Prabhupada's going to the United States of America. I know, as my disciples, you like to celebrate this day, and you want to have a festivity, and you want to glorify me. And I know the need, and I can see the importance of celebrating. But at the same time, I have certain apprehensions. Because in ISKCON, there were many gurus, and in the future, there will be many more. And I'm afraid that this kind of aggrandizement and grand worship of the guru may lead into an unhealthy competition, which may cause some sort of conflict among the devotees of ISKCON. Therefore, I will request all of you that while you are trying to glorify your spiritual master, try to recognize him as only a humble servant of Srila Prabhupada. And try to understand, try to remember that whatever you are offering to your spiritual master is receiving it on behalf of his spiritual master, the founder actually of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada. And whatever you are offering me, I consider it is my solemn responsibility to hand it over to Srila Prabhupada immediately. And that is the meaning of the word, the transparent via medium. A bona fide spiritual master is transparent. He doesn't receive the glorification and the honor, the respect, the worship that his disciples offer him. He receives it on behalf of his spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the meaning. Nothing stops at him. Rather, through him, the perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the disciplic succession becomes enhanced. The Guru stands between the disciple and Krishna. The Guru stands between the disciple and his spiritual master. But he doesn't obscure his disciple's vision. Rather, through him, the disciples get to see the Guru Parampara. Through him, the disciples get to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And I pray to Krishna that I can become the pillar, transparent by medium, to my illustrious spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. I am there between you and Srila Prabhupada, but I am here to simply offer Srila Prabhupada to you. How do I offer Srila Prabhupada to you? I offer Srila Prabhupada to you through his teachings. Whatever Srila Prabhupada gave through his books, through his institutions, through his devotees, it is my responsibility to bring them and offer them to you. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Narayani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्कालिक सतारिणे।